Good evening, everyone. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Elections Committee. I'm Bob Lederer, the committee chair, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now call the roll.
Okay, Lona Elias from WPFW. Not on yet. Jessica Apollinar, KPFT. Not on yet. Carolyn Burden, WBAI. Not on yet. Fred Blair, KPFK.
Present.
Okay, Lydia Brosson, KPFK.
Here.
Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
Here.
Anita Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Mark Hernandez said he was going to be late, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Not here yet. Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Here.
Bob Lederer, the chair, is here from WBAI. Paul Novick, the secretary, also here from KPFK. Jeremy Taylor, WBAI. Not here. Margie Wilkinson, is she back on?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. All right, great. And Bruce Wolf, WPFW.
Here.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's a quorum. And good to go.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Okay. So.
Yeah, 11.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, that's quorum either way.
Oh, and Nancy, Nancy Sabar, not attorney, got on the call.
Yes, but I don't think I count for quorum, right?
Right. No, you don't count as a quorum.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, she's an invited guest as a member of the cost-cutting working group. Okay, so this is an extra special meeting that we called to deal with some pressing issues. I'm sorry I'm having computer problems, so I don't have the most current agenda, but my draft agenda, but I modeled it pretty closely on the last one. So, Michael, do you have a copy in front
of
you?
Yeah, want me to read the draft?
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Thanks. Call to order and roll call, which you just did. Agenda approval is the next item. And here's the agenda announcement of the next committee meeting date, currently set for Monday, August 26th. The committee has agreed to meet on the fourth Monday of each month. The 2 minutes for that. Status of outstanding bill for the Election Services Corporation, 5 minutes. Number three, status of efforts to obtain detailed cost breakdown for the 2012 elections and budgeted amounts for 2013. 10 minutes report on PNB action on Elections Committee and Governance Committee motions on moving forward with the elections and next steps, 10 minutes. Next steps on Election Committee motion on stations doing the mailing to clean up mailing lists and obtain email addresses, 15 minutes. I think that's somewhat overlapped to the previous one. Report from the Working Group on Cost-Cutting Measures, 45 minutes, new business if any. I think Hank responded that he wanted to talk about the timeline somewhere.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Keep going, please. Go ahead, Michael.
That's it. That was item 7.
Oh, well, no, then there's... Yeah, time certain for adjournment at 10:30 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now Hank wanted a discussion about the timeline. Now let me clarify that when I referred in number 4 to report on PNB action on Elections Committee and Governance Committee motions on moving forward with elections and next steps, the Governance Committee actually adopted a motion on a timeline. So that discussion could go there. Although perhaps we might want to make it more than 10 minutes, shall we say 20 minutes on the reports and the timeline? Any objection? Okay. All right. So are there any other suggestions or suggested amendments to this draft agenda?
Benito.
Yes.
I had requested last time, or maybe it's, I don't know if it's for now or the next meeting at the end of the month, but I had requested that we discuss that motion. It was about the 2012 PFW election that the committee decided to pull back and review.
Right. That's, I believe, is a motion on term limits.
Right.
And it wasn't just about WPFW. It was about a policy going forward.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll add that as the last item before new business. That's motion on term limit proposal. And shall we say 15 minutes for that? Benito? Is that,
yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay? Okay. Any objection to that addition? Okay. Any other suggestions or amendments?
Can we get a different timekeeper? I did find it quite difficult last time, actually.
Absolutely. Would someone please volunteer to keep time? I'll announce the times at the beginning of each item.
I'll do it.
I'm sorry, who was that who volunteered first?
Nancy can. I got a kitchen timer here.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you the time. And for the item that runs 45 minutes, why don't you tell us at when we reach 30 out of the 45?
Okay.
And for the others, why don't you make it, 1 minute left? When there's one minute, in other words, like the 10-minute item, when we've reached 9 minutes, tell us 1 minute left, okay?
All right.
And try to wait until the person has finished speaking before it does. Try not to interrupt them, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Nancy. Okay, last call. Any changes before we approve this agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to this agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, let's begin.
Bob, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't have a agenda, so can you just tell me what I set my timer for?
Sure, I will tell you at the beginning of each item.
Okay.
So this first item is just an announcement for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So the announcement is that as per the vote several meetings ago, our next meeting will be Monday, August 26th, always at 8:30 Eastern. And we voted to meet on the fourth Monday of each month. So you can just set your calendar for every month for the rest of this year, the fourth Monday. And that's the announcement. Okay. Next is the status of the outstanding bill from Election Services Corp. Nancy, that's a five-minute item. Now, let me ask perhaps Michael, who also sits on the Finance Committee, would you happen to have any update on that? If not, I can say what I know.
I thought the last back and forth I saw said that at this point it's an obligation of the individual station that the National Office budget for the election did not include those mailing costs, and they were included in the station budget.
Right. That's what I recall, too. I believe that Summer Reese, the interim executive director, did say that, and just for those who are tuning in, the Election Services Corp handled the balloting and the tabulation of the 2012 election, and they were partially paid, but they've been requesting that the full payment be made. It's many months overdue. And so Summer Reese's response was that, as Michael said, that it's divided up by station. Each station has a portion of that bill that they're responsible for. And so she asked that, I believe she contacted the managers. I can't remember if it was the managers or the LSB chairs to say that, can you check to make sure that whatever your station owes has been paid? But she did acknowledge there were at least two stations that are not in a position because of financial difficulties to pay, which is WBAI and WPFW. And I can't remember what she said was the plan for those. There's also a portion that has to be covered by the national office directly. And that she said, I believe she said she would develop a payment plan. Is there anyone on this call who has any more knowledge of where that stands?
This is Margie. I just know I had a conversation with the KPFA business manager in which I asked her about this because there were several messages to the TMB list from Tracy Rosenberg saying that the station business managers should pay their portion. And so I had a conversation with the business manager at KPFA. I asked her what she knew. And at that point, what she knew was that she had just been given a copy of a bill from Election Services Corporation in which they had broken up the total amount and assigned various amounts to each of the entities. And so she had some questions about that, and she was going to talk to either them or someone in the national office, but it was the intention of KPFA to pay their portion. This was over a week ago, so their intention was to pay it within a couple of days.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any additional information from any other station?
I wish I knew. I've been fighting the same illness I had earlier.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm having trouble understanding you. Could you speak a little slower?
Sure. I said I've been fighting the same illness I had earlier, so I haven't been around the station much or doing much of anything for the last 4 or 5 days. I'm feeling a little better now. I'll try to see if I can talk to the business manager tomorrow and find out where it stands.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Adriana.
Yes.
I asked. Gwen Bradley, our general manager, when I can contact our business manager, and he told me that she was on vacation, and that was last week. And I think that she will be back probably next week. That is what I understand. He told me that I need to ask her to do that.
Okay, thank you.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yes, I believe at KPFK we've paid $19,000 of $26,000, and the remaining $7,000 will be going out in the next few days.
Okay.
Thanks.
Very good.
Benito,
yeah.
PFW.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say that our business manager is the CFO, and since our GM has run the station into the ground, Pacifica will, try its best to make those payments, and at some point, PFW has to pay back.
Okay, let me just say, as chair, that I would ask members not to engage in comments that that evaluate the performance of a staff member on an open call, such as the comment that was just made. You can certainly talk about specific problems with actions or inactions, but more sweeping conclusions are not appropriate on an open call.
Well taken.
Okay. All right.
Bob, Nancy, we have 10 seconds left.
Thank you. Okay. Is Carolyn on the call? Carolyn
nope.
Burden? Okay. Well, I just got back from out of town, so I haven't had a chance to talk to anyone at BAI, but I'm not really sure who I would speak to since we haven't had a business manager since that position was eliminated several months ago. So I believe the CFO would be the person to ask. So perhaps, Michael, if you're going to be on a finance committee call soon, is that?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. So perhaps since there's the question of BAI, PFW and the National Office's contribution, maybe you could pose the question on behalf of all of those entities to see where things are at.
Mm.
Is that okay, Michael?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, so we're out of time on this. Does anyone have anything urgent to say, or can we move on?
So he's going to ask who?
Michael?
I'm on the National Finance Committee tomorrow. We have a call, so I can at least raise the question.
I specifically suggested the CFO because he's a
yeah.
member of that committee.
Yeah.
And so he hopefully will
yeah.
be on that call, and he would be the best person to know the answers to all these questions. Or if he doesn't know them on the spot, he could research it and get back to
right.
Michael. Okay. Very good. Then let's move on to the next item. Status of efforts to it's related. Status of efforts to obtain a detailed cost breakdown for the 2012 election and budgeted amounts for the 2013 elections. And, Nancy, that's a 10-minute item.
Okay.
Okay. Michael, what can you tell us about this?
My apologies. I've been ill. Thursday I took another sort of turn for the worse. I'm on another course of antibiotics, and I really have no further information to share.
Can you
I saw some...
I'm sorry. Can you recap what you told us on the last call, just for those who weren't here, if you remember?
I remember seeing an email actually from Bill Crozier that said he had done a detailed cost breakdown of the, I think it was the 2010, but I don't think I then went to find it. The general idea was that most of the costs of 2012 were paid out of the fiscal year 2012. Most of the costs of the 2013, well, the 2013 fiscal year, which is ending, covered the cost of last year's election, whatever kind of edged over and had money in it for this year's election. The National Finance Committee, I think, urged most of the stations to incorporate into their budget for fiscal year 2014 some additional money on the likelihood that the election was going to spill well into the next fiscal year, which it obviously is if it doesn't start till September. So I think most of the stations are doing that. KPFK, I think, felt that they had a good bit of money budgeted, but, you know, I think a lot of the other stations may have spent the money or never raised the money, whatever the case may be. So I think a lot of this going to have to be in the fiscal year 2014 budgets that the stations come up with.
Okay, thank you. And let me just clarify for those who weren't on the last call. The 2012 election began 2 months late on August 1st, and it ran because of lack of quorum at several stations. It ran over into January of 2013. So the original budget for fiscal year 2012 had anticipated a normal election calendar, which would have ended by around October 15th, or if there was an extension, November 15th. But given that the fiscal year starts October 1st, there would have been a very, very small spillover into this current fiscal year, and not anything substantial. However, it turned out differently because of the delay, and there actually was a substantial spillover. So that skewed the 2013 budget on the front end, and then on the back end, we have the fact that absolutely no progress has been made towards having the 2013 elections, which were meant to have started, actually the hire of the NES in March and the nominations opening June 1st. And now the fiscal year is quickly moving towards its end, and we don't know when the election will start. And we'll get to that on the next agenda item. So I'm not opening the door at this moment to what the calendar should be. I'm simply asking, given that there's going to be, an adjustment at the front end for what changed this year, an adjustment at the back end for what didn't happen in this year, we need to ask, and what I think we said at the last call was we want to ask the CFO to give us revised detailed breakdowns for the national office and all five stations as to what was actually spent in fiscal year 2012, fiscal year 13 to date, and then what is projected to be spent for fiscal year 14, assuming the way it looks now, that the entire cost of the election scheduled for this year will be borne out of the fiscal year 14 budget. So,
I'm sorry, if I could just add,
yes,
I think
please.
That the CFO responds to a number of requests, not this particular one, is that he's basically still consumed with completing the audit, and that's the audit of fiscal year 2012. That was not the current fiscal year, the last one, because they've had to reconstruct a lot of material that never got submitted properly at some different stations, and they're still trying to piece that together with very shorthanded staff. So I doubt that we're going to get, just in response to a request, a lot of other figures, because his highest priority is to finish that audit so that we can, get our CPB money, et cetera. It's a kind of cascading set of issues there.
Sure. Now, I
Mark, I'm sorry. Bob, this is Margie. I just want to be on the stack. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to say that I am on the PNB Audit Committee, and we have seen emails from our chair indicating that the audit will absolutely be finished by the 15th, that is 3 days from now. And in fact, later this month, we have an audit committee meeting with the auditor. And Raul has said on phone calls that's the case.
Raul is the CFO.
Raul is the CFO. He has said on phone calls that is the case, and that after the 15th, he will begin to respond to the many requests that he's had for information.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Raul Salvador.
I'm sorry?
Raul Salvador is the CFO.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Margie. That was exactly my next question. So, okay, so it looks like we might have, a time frame in sight in which that data may be forthcoming. So I just wanted to then make sure we're clear on what our next steps are. So, Michael, you're going to... Well, do you want to say, Michael, how you understand how you'll frame the request, or have you already framed it in writing?
No, I haven't. I guess I would ask for a breakdown of what was actually spent on the 2012 elections during the current fiscal year, and what remains unspent from the current fiscal year that would be available, that's actually available, if any is, for the 2013 elections.
Well,
I think
that's good, but I would add what was spent in the fiscal year 2012
on
the 2012
okay.
election, because some of it was spent in that year.
Yeah.
And Lydia to the SEC.
Yes, Lydia.
No, Margie was first. So.
No,
oh,
I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
I would like to see an actual budget for the elections. I don't care when the fiscal year is. That's the second piece of it in terms of which fiscal. But the actual election from beginning to end first. That's like one huge piece, just a cohesive piece. And then you can work out what ended up where and what is affordable. A big piece and one of the reasons the audit is so important for those who are new to Pacifica is that we can't get our CPB money, which is why the stations right now are juggling cash flow issues, have cash flow issues, and why some of that money isn't being transferred from the last election, etc. So, you know, where it ends up is all very fluid because, again, of these things that hold us up. So I want to just see a document that says, okay, this is how much we spent from each station on XYZ. How much did the extension of the quorums cost us at, at K, for example? I think we were the only ones. And, I guess W was extended as well. And go from there. So we just have that piece, and then we can deal with the fiscal, but that's more of another committee's purview.
Beep, beep. Nancy, 5 seconds.
Oh, thanks, Nancy. I still have a couple questions, so can we agree to a 5-minute extension? Any objection? Okay, hearing none. Oh, we have 5 more minutes on this item. Can I ask Michael and Lydia, number one, could you work to... I'm sorry to hear that you've been ill, Michael. Would it be possible for you to draft something very simple, not
yeah.
an elaborate document, before tomorrow night's finance call, or is that difficult?
Yeah, I'll try to draft something and send it around to this list first.
Yeah, if you could send it to the committee, I mean, even if it's just a few hours before the meeting, if somebody is online, particularly Lydia, if you have time to look at it, since you have very specific suggestions, that would be helpful. And, of course, anyone else on the committee could weigh in. And then, this isn't a formal motion. It's just a request for information. And my final question is to the any of the KPFT folks who are on this call. I heard on the stream of the PNB call on Thursday, I think it was, that the KPFT budget has now been approved by the PMB. Do either of you know whether or how much that includes election expenses?
Yeah, they are like, let me see, 10,000.
Okay. Well, what would be helpful is to get, maybe you could ask your treasurer or your business manager, whoever you think would have the knowledge, to break down, was that based on the entire cost being borne in this year or just the part of the cost?
Give me a minute, I can check with the budget.
Okay. But let me clarify the question. They might have, the person might have assembled it based on assuming the bylaws calendar would be followed, in which case it would only be, you know, the party election up through October 15th or October 31st or something like that. So if you can find out the calendar on which the figure was based, number one. Number two, did they were they able to carry forward the unspent election money from this fiscal year that ends September 30th? Was that money preserved, and was it then just simply brought forward to be spent next year, or how was that handled, or was that spent on other matters, other items? Okay, is that okay, Nancy, for you to track that down?
Adriana.
Not Nancy. My apologies. Adriana.
Yes.
Hello, Michael, to the stack.
Is Bruce to the stack?
Okay, well, hang on. Nancy, did you want to, Adriana, did you want to answer, or should I go to these other folks to clarify?
No, go to the other folks.
Okay, let me start with Michael and then Michael and then Bruce. Hold on, Michael first and then Bruce. Go ahead, Michael.
The Finance Committee did discuss the KPFD budget prior to passing on to the PMB, and when we discussed it, what I understood from the people from KPFD was that they still had money in hand that they were expecting to be able to spend on the election from the fiscal year 2013 budget that's ending, and they budgeted, you know, for a couple of additional months of LES salary into the 2014. So I think they have unspent money that is available. That's how it was presented to us at the time. That's what was sent to the PMB.
Okay, now let me just follow up. So if the election calendar had been followed, the ballots would have been mailed out on August 15th, which is this fiscal year. So you're saying that the ballot preparation, printing, postage, all of that money was saved as being unspent and was booked into next year's ballot preparation and mailing and so forth. Is that your understanding, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adriana? 50 seconds left.
Okay. All right, Bruce and then Adriana.
Okay, I'm just a little confused. It sounds like you're talking like since the election didn't happen this year the way it's supposed to, there's actual real money sitting out there that didn't get spent and is available. But is that actually true, or true for all the stations? Because I have to admit, to me it seems like, you know, this budget amount's written in, but how many stations actually put real money aside somewhere in a bank account or something dedicated to the elections? I'm not sure we can rely on the fact that just because there wasn't an election that there's actually money out there.
Right. And that's
for the stack.
Okay, hang on. That's exactly the question that I asked a little earlier, that we only know the answer at one station, KPFT, because Michael just told us what happened in the Finance Committee on the question you asked. But it's part of what Michael's going to try to get from the CFO starting tomorrow night for the other four stations, which is exactly what among other questions, is exactly what you're asking. It was budgeted for all five stations in FY13, but was it actually set aside when it was not spent, or was it redirected elsewhere? So we don't know the answer to that.
This is Lydia.
Okay. I had
I'm going to first.
Yeah, I had Adriana. I had Hank?
We're out of time.
And then Lydia, and we're out of time. So any objection to a five-minute extension? Okay, hearing none. Adriana, go ahead. I'm sorry, can you adjust your phone? It's hard to hear you.
Yeah. What Michael was talking about, and I think that is about the budget, the one that KPFC already passed, in the budget, it starts in October of this year, right? And then we have, in that budget, $3,300 October, November, and December, that's just for election expenses. That is what is the budget that started in October.
Okay, thank you. Hank?
Yeah, KPFC had it in their budget for this year. We've got it in their budget for next year, so we are covered.
Lydia was next.
Yes, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
I think we should move on because I think this is Finance Committee stuff. I understand it's relevant, but we're not going to work out the budgets because it's in the budget. So what's happening is, for example, at KPFT, there's some money they lent to WPFW. Once they get that money, then it becomes some of these things become real. When CPB comes in with the money that should have had an impact on the elections for this year, regardless of the schedule, it was in the budget, then it becomes real. Right now, because of the cash flow, it's difficult to say, they physically, literally have it today. Whereas they might have it like next week or actually longer because CPB can't be released until after we finish our audit. But nevertheless, I would prefer that we move on with just the election issues themselves and get an update from those that are working with the finance and the budget at the next meeting.
Okay, well, that's exactly, I think, where we were about to leave it, because I think we've gone as far as we can go. So unless there's any objection, is there any objection to moving on to the next item? Okay, hearing none, we will do that. So next is report on the PNB action on the motions by this committee, the Elections Committee, as well as by the Governance Committee, on next steps with the election and what, if anything, our committee should do. So who from the PNB would like to report on what the latest action or lack of action is on election committee motions and governance committee motions on the election schedule?
Bob, how many minutes?
Oh, I'm sorry, 20 minutes, Nancy.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead.
I'll report on the timeline
because
I'm also on the governance committee, and Michael and I worked on drafting a timeline, a new timeline for the elections. And because it was a continuation meeting when we brought it to the PMD last Thursday, it required a two-thirds vote to get it on the agenda. We got a majority vote. So the majority of the PMD certainly seemed to be interested in dealing with this. And that bodes well for next Thursday when we meet again. And so I do believe that this will be passed. And I do not believe going beyond. I realize I was hopeful that if we got the two-thirds, we could have gotten it passed, and it gives us a little bit more time. But I don't think it's within our purview. It is within our purview, but it is not realistic for us to try to divine what the ED will do in terms of when she hires an election supervisor. The hiring MO so far has been not necessarily posting, having job postings, but someone she might have in mind. So it's not unrealistic that this timeline could be reached, number one. But that's not even, I think, again, for us to try to guess. I think our responsibility is to make sure that we at least have an election timeline for this year. If the PNB wants to amend it and add another month or whatever, but just continuing to extend it just allows for greater lethargy and continuous postponement that are going to lead us into some serious situations. So I strongly think that the timeline which I sent to this committee, which says that the nominations period opens September 1st. Now, the other issue, too, is that we have a template, I'm sure, left over from last year in terms of process of just sending in your nominations. There's nothing to prevent that from happening on September 1st. I know that this is not our first election. I mean, it would be our first election if we decided to go all electronic voting. To me, that's a challenge because we don't have an election company yet. However, none of this is insurmountable because we've all been through these elections so many times. But that aside, I think our responsibility is simply to produce a timeline. And I would be very reluctant to change it at this juncture because this is what was noticed already to the PMB, so we have a greater chance of not having challenges that it was not properly noticed or not as noticed as the first one. And then if the PMB wants to extend it, let them make that motion. So the timeline that is proposed by the Governance Committee for the sake of the listeners is opening nominations September 1st for 30 days, closing September 30th, and ballots to be mailed on November 15th, and to be counted, a ballot must be received on or before December 30th. So we barely make it if there are extensions, plus also the fact that ballots and the official ballot count must be reported by January 15th. And then Governance Committee has on its agenda to deal with the LSB election of officers and directors.
Okay. Now, one other factual question before we open up the discussion. What does anyone know about the status of posting the job announcement for the National Election Supervisor? I know that we recommended a motion that be done forthwith. That was adopted by the PNB, I believe, about a month ago, if I'm not mistaken. So does anyone on the PNB know the status of that?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
No, promises have been made, but nothing has been fulfilled to my knowledge. But as I said, that doesn't preclude appointments. Appointments have been made regularly, including in the past week, that have not been posted. So.
Okay. All right. So the floor is open now for any discussion about, what should be done about, or if anything, does the committee need to...
Oh, wait, but I'm not sure. So I would like to make the motion that this committee adopt the timeline.
I'm sorry, Lydia. I couldn't hear you. Can you repeat what you said? And then Michael after Lydia.
My motion is for the elections committee to adopt this timeline. So there's, the Elections Committee, along with the Governance Committee that already passed it and is sure to be on next Thursday's agenda, given that it was noticed and raised at the last PMB meeting.
To clarify, do you mean this Thursday?
No, a week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday, so that's the 22nd or something.
Michael to the stack?
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, so two things. First, to be clear that what that proposed timeline does not change any of the pre-existing periods of time for any of the parts of the election. It just corresponds to what was written in the bylaws, but shifts down starting on September 1 rather than June 1. Second thing is that the Pacifica National website does have a posting for the National Election Supervisor accepting applications, and the job description says temporary position August 8th, 2013, December 31st, 2013. Exempt position, salary $20,000, no benefits.
Is there a deadline for submitting applications?
Let me take a look.
Okay, while Michael is here, does anyone else want to speak? Lydia's made a motion, so the floor is open for discussion on her motion or any other suggestions.
Just Bruce and then Benito afterwards.
Okay.
Sorry, so the filing deadline was June 7th.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It says the filing deadline was June 7th. Applications due by June 7th are being reviewed.
Really?
What? Where did you...
Are you sure that's this year? June 7th, 2013?
Yes, yes. It says a temporary position August 8th, 2013 to December 31st, 2013. Filing deadline was June 7th, 2013. Applications submitted by June 7th, 2013 are being reviewed. I don't know when it went up on the website, but certainly wasn't up on June 7th.
Wow,
this is the election, national election supervisor we're talking about?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's very surprising because the PNB didn't pass the motion asking her to post it until, as I said, about a month ago. Can PNB members recall the date? I don't have it handy, but...
Yeah, that's about right.
So that seems odd, but all right, well, it is what it is. Okay, so I heard Benito and then Bruce.
No, it's Bruce first.
Oh, okay, sorry. Bruce, go ahead.
Oh, and well, Lydia, I was just wondering, in your timeline, what do you have for the end date for people to become members and eligible to vote?
That's not in there.
I'm sorry?
That is not in there. I mean,
what do you think? What would you envision?
I think that it will be a month later than last year. Somebody, what was the
oh. This is Bob. I can clarify what the bylaws say because I helped to rewrite this 7 years ago. It must be between 45 and 60 days before the ballots are mailed at the discretion of the NES. So that's it's a very narrow box that it must fall between 45 and 60 days.
Well, that would make sense.
Hold on one at a time. Bruce, go ahead.
So that would make sense to me. So that would mean September 30th would be the cutoff. In other words, normally it would be June 30th.
Right.
If not, and this it'll be September 30th. I'm just asking to make sure we're clear on it because
thank you.
Could become.
No, that's an important question. Yes. Okay, were you finished, Bruce?
Yes.
Okay, Benito is next.
Well, I guess I got 2 points of information or clarification at this point. First of all, with regard to this issue that, Bob, you said that the deadline is 30 to 45 days.
No, 45 to 60 days before the ballot mailing date.
Before the ballot mailing date.
And Lydia, can you repeat the ballot mailing date in your motion?
Yes. okay, let's see. Hold on. Ballots shall be mailed by November 15th.
Okay. So then the deadline for membership would be between September 15th and September 30th, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Yeah.
Right, but to be determined by the NES.
Right.
That's why
we
didn't include it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, so then that would make it 30 days after that.
No, it would be between September 15th and September 30th at the discretion of the NES. It's only a two-week box that it's got to be in.
Okay, so this makes it September... Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'm getting it all confused. The two-week box would be what?
September 15th to September 30th.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, my original question is the following. Although I am ready to support Lydia's motion, let me just ask the question. I think we need to support the government or the governance committee's motion. But at the same time, we also have to be realistic in terms of does Pacifica actually have the money or will it have the money to make this happen? And so I'm wondering, do we need to maybe
And I know attempts have been made at PMB meetings before to request that the IED provide some kind of reporting on what the actual financial situation is, so that we so that people can see whether it makes sense or not to hold the elections by X date or postpone till, like I think she was proposing, after the September or October pledge drives, maybe something like that. So I'm just wondering, how do we deal? I guess my general question, and it's not very well framed, but my general question is how do you all think we should deal with the real question about the can the Pacifica afford to pay for these elections, no matter how cheap we make them, and how do we get information to enable us to make that determination on our own as a committee?
This is Lydia.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak who hasn't spoken yet? Anyone who hasn't spoken?
Nancy.
Well, you're not a committee member, so let's leave you to the last.
Okay.
Any other committee member?
Bruce.
Yeah, you've spoken to. All right, Lydia,
yeah, right,
and then Bruce. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. So it's a choice between what can we afford more to hold elections, or to have legal challenges and have to defend ourselves in court. It's not like we don't have a history of that. So, and the fact of the matter is that a court would say, then why, since you've had a going concern for 2 years, why didn't you change your bylaws so as not to have elections, if in fact you already know you're not going to be able to afford them? But you cannot continue to have the bylaws as they are and comply with California Corporations Code, which is very strict when it comes to elections, as are the courts. They take our elections more seriously than we do, obviously. And then it calls, you know, agencies into question. What is going on with Pacifica that it cannot hold elections that it's promised its membership to hold? We've already violated by not letting the membership know what's going on. And so I don't think the financial issue, obviously we're trying to cost cut here in this committee, but it's really the PMB who has to make that decision as a whole. We can have a discussion, but again, it's not even an informed discussion because we haven't had financials for many, many months. So what the accurate snapshot is, mostly right now I think it's a cash flow issue as well. And I think if this committee does its best to cost cuts, and by the way, that the companion timeline that we came up with for the governance committee is for a bylaws amendment, and that bylaws amendment hopefully will help to cost cut, because the one I had in mind was to reduce the quorum from 10% to 5%, and that will certainly help with the cost at KPFK, and PFW has in the past had issues with quorum as well. So, so I think that's the best that we can do here, and then it's up to the PMB when the PMB has that information. But those are the risks. I think our job here is to just move ahead and make sure that we produce a timeline. Thank you.
Okay, Bruce?
Yeah, I agree with Lydia, and I just want to say, I think as the election committee, our job is to, you know, put forth, if we decide, you know, if we're saying there ought to be an election, and I think voting on this timeline makes sense. I think the issue of cost is valid, but it's not for us to take up. That really should be taken up by the National Finance Committee and the PNB. I mean, that's, you know, how they can make it happen is, that's their job. But we can't be basing our decision on what the money is. It's not up to us. You know, if we see that there should be an election, then that's what we should be recommending to the PNB. That's my feeling. And I would support the timeline as stated.
Okay. Anyone
Adriana?
Else want to?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Michael.
And then Michael.
Yes, I agree totally with you.
Can you speak a little louder, please, Adriana?
Yes. selection committee, we only can recommend. Then we, I mean, it's not in our hands to make this decision, but it's in our hands to put everything in place. If the decision, where the decision are being made, that is the PMB and the CFO and the executive director, they make the decision, they must have the reason, and they should be accountable for whatever the decision they make. But we should have everything ready in case that somebody decides that, my opinion is, I know that probably will not happen, because that is what I can see when I hear the PMB meeting. But the only thing that we, election committee, can do is have everything prepared, everything in place, discuss with everything, because we don't want to go to a situation that all of this is being kicked, for later. And then what will happen is somebody made the decision, okay, we do it, we are not prepared. Then, the election committee didn't prepare this. No, we need to have everything, send it to the PND. This is our timeline. Everything is doable. And I think that is our obligation.
Okay. So, Nancy, how many minutes do we have left on this item?
A little less than 2 minutes.
Okay, so we should try to come to a vote on this. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken yet, any committee member who hasn't spoken that wants to say something about Lydia's motion? Sorry. Yes, you were. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, briefly, I think that, this is a desirable timeline that basically will complete the process before the end of the calendar year, barring extensions and other phenomena. I think that will allow the LSBs and PNBs to get seated more or less in time for next year, which I think is really important that we're not mess that schedule up, because otherwise you're going to have people dropping off who aren't replaced, and all the problems you have when you have to extend people's seat past their date. So I think it's a really important time. Now, I'm going to say, as far as the expense issue that Benito raised, the principal expense cost-cutting that is in place already is that the PNB voted that it's going to be e-voting with an opt-in only for people who want to get mailed ballots or mailed candidate statements. So that's going to reduce the cost substantially. The other part of the cost is the personnel cost. Mark Hernandez has done a bunch of research on various e-voting that are extremely inexpensive. I might have to, find out how valid they are, but I think it's going to be within the budget constraints that we're facing.
Okay. Thank you. So we are out of time. We need to go to a vote, unless there is a motion to extend.
I would like... Well,
go ahead, Benito.
Maybe, yeah, I would like to extend maybe 2 minutes or something.
Okay. Any objection to 2 minutes? Okay. Hearing none, that's approved. Go ahead, Benito.
I just have a quick question to make sure I'm clear. So the timeline, Lydia, proposed by the governance committee does meet all of the bylaw requirements, I assume.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me ask before we call the roll, is there any objection to Lydia's motion?
Yeah, Hank.
Okay. Hank, did you want to say anything or just...
Well, I want to say Pacifica has no record of doing anything on this sort of timeline. So I feel like the whole thing is unrealistic, that we might be better served by putting it off until next year, formulating a bulletproof plan and executing it well next year. We're going to court on this probably either way. We've just barely averted several possible lawsuits at KPFT last year because of the patent unfairness of the process, and the unfair aspects of it haven't been addressed at all.
Okay, so we are out of time. So if somebody wants to debate the statement that was just made, then they should make a motion to extend.
Benito, I would like to make the motion to extend because I totally did not understand that at all.
Okay.
And it
all
just
right.
throws all these wrenches
all right.
in.
All right. How many minutes?
I don't know. Do we want to do 5 minutes, folks?
Well, let me ask, who else would like to speak in light of what Hank said?
Margie.
Okay, so we got Benito, Margie, and...
No, I don't want to speak. I just
wanted
clarification.
One more time. Okay.
Yeah.
Margie, anyone else?
Michael Stewart. Michael over.
Michael. Margie, Michael. Anyone else? Okay, so I would say 5 minutes seems reasonable. Any objection to a five-minute extension? Okay, hearing none, we have five more minutes, Nancy, please. And Margie
okay.
is next.
I'm not quite sure I understood what Hank was saying, but it sounded to me as if he was saying that Pacifica has no track record of having elections go forth as prescribed in the bylaws. And that isn't exactly my experience. I was elected to the LSB first in 2010, and I supported an election that happened the previous year in 2009, and both those elections were held exactly as it's described in the bylaws. There may have been disputes at individual stations. There was certainly a dispute at KPFA around the staff election, which had to do with the local election supervisor having changed the outcome of the staff election after the ballots had been counted. But that was resolved very quickly. There were no other legal disputes. I don't even think that legal dispute cost Pacifica very much money. So I don't exactly understand what Hank is saying. I think in my experience there is a track record of having done these elections as having had elections as set out in the bylaws. Last year was an anomaly, and this year is another anomaly, and I think there are many reasons for that, but I don't think we should. I think we should change many things. I believe we should reduce the size of the PNB. I think we should reduce the sizes of the LSCs. I think we should have elections less frequently. I think there are lots of changes to be made in the bylaws. But I think, before those changes are made, we should make a strenuous effort to adhere to them. And so I think, our situation at this point is defensible under California corporate law, as long as we go forward with the timeline that the governance committee has set out.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, just quickly, I think Hank is operating on the assumption that somehow this timeline shortens something or speeds something up, but it doesn't. It only starts...
That's not at all.
Okay, so... All right, so then why do you say we haven't done it? Because that's the timeline that we've met every previous election. It's the same timeline as the bylaws.
I will say that...
Let me finish my point. I didn't
have any... Michael, and then I'll let you speak.
Okay.
Go ahead, Michael.
Just to reiterate, the timeline that's in this motion is the same timeline as in the bylaws, except it starts September 1 instead of June 1. The other point I want to make is that we can't, Hank has proposed several times that we should delay the mailing of the ballots. We can't do that under this system because the date of belonging as a member is set in relation to when you mail the ballots. If you mail the ballots at the end, people can keep joining and joining and joining during the course of the election. So the fact is that by changing it to an e-voting system primarily, that becomes moot because the dates of the ballots go out, very few people are actually going to have mail ballots, just the fact that you have to opt in. And you can set the date when people can cast their ballot on an e-ballot for any date you want in the election process. You can quarantine the voters from voting until a certain point to make sure that everybody's heard the candidates. So I think that this timeline is perfectly adequate and manageable.